Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head up in here. You're supposed to say West Coast at that point. What happened?
West Coast.
Oh, that's because your mic ain't on. How about that? One more time.
West Coast.
Why the fuck did they do this shit, dog?
See? They don't want me to live.
They don't want you to live. There you go.
They don't want me to eat.
DJ Head.
They don't want me to
DJ
eat.
DJ Head. DJ Head.
They don't want me to
eat. Supposed to say West Coast right there.
Eat
West
what?
Coast. All right, look, so look, if you guys didn't know, the last couple of episodes, we've been having issues with the audio, so I apologize about that. Me. That's me. I'm going to take the hit on that. So look, we're going to give you guys a little special, something special, earlier than normal. So we're in here live in the iHeart Studios. Again, I'm Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head over there.
West Coast.
And we got a special guest with us today, man. She is roaming the iHeart building with us and hanging out. Alex on the mic. You know her. You've seen her. You've heard her voice on 102.7 Kiss FM.
Shout out.
That's how I like it.
Plug
shit.
My shit.
Yeah, plug your shit. Plug your shit. Plug your shit. You might as well do it now because head's not going to
let you. Alex on the mic. That is A-L-E-X on the M-I-C on all social media platforms.
Now, real quick, shouts out to the Dodgers. I know you love that team, right?
I'm a Phillies fan.
I know you love the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know what? Though I got Dodgers stuff.
How excited are you that the Dodgers are in the World Series now?
So excited.
Yay. You being from?
Jersey, but 10 minutes outside of Philly.
Okay, so at this point, being in LA, obviously you've been here for what, four?
4 years. Four years in January, which is crazy.
Do you vote for the Dodgers? Do you root for the Dodgers?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. You know what? Here's my thing. I'm a football fan first, so it's like I'm an Eagles fan, and yes, I'm a Phillies fan, but not as diehard as the Eagles. As long as it's not the Mets, the Nats, or the Yankees, or the Pirates. Like, I would never root for any of those teams. Damn. Yeah, but those are kind of like all our like all of our rivals, I guess. So it's just if they're not Mets, Yankees, Pirates or Nats, then I'm good.
Matter.
So it's like Dodgers, I'm like, whatever. There's not like, Phillies are always first, but I'm not.
So, really, do you watch baseball like that? Do you kind of follow? Not really. Okay, so I was going to say, who do you think is actually going to take it?
I mean, listen, Dodgers have been number.
Do you even care?
I care because, listen, I want L.A. to win the World Series. Like, okay. I want the city to have that.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, it's hard because the Dodgers have, I mean, like, not just been number one by, like, a little, but they were number one by, I think it was, like, at one point, like, 13 games or something, like, 13 wins. Like, it's crazy. So they, I think they just deserve it, man. Like, they had such a good season.
Right.
It's like, close it out.
I see, like, to be perfectly honest, I don't follow it like that, but all I know is every single year, just as far as I can remember, every single year, not every single year, a lot of the times, people being disappointed that, like, oh, they're almost there, and it
so
just doesn't
close,
happen.
And then, it doesn't happen. Which is kind of like how Philly sports are all the time. Like, Phillies won the World Series back in 2008.
Okay.
Which I was super bummed about because I had just gone off to college, so I didn't even get to experience that. I didn't get to experience the parade or anything. But yeah, I mean, I know that feeling all too well,
so
being a Philly sports fan.
One, you go for the underdog, which obviously this is probably the clear case, right?
Dodgers, I don't think, are the underdog in this.
In this case, they're not?
No.
No, I'm saying, like, over the past years, like, from the years of disappointed Dodger fans, right?
Mm.
Them being an underdog now, is that, would you consider that or no?
Still no. I mean, okay. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know the baseball team's history like that.
Gotcha.
But I do know it's been 27 years since they've been to the World Series,
right,
or something.
Right.
28 years.
28 or 29.
Yeah. So it's been a minute. I feel like they've come so close in recent history so many times. And let me just say something about just Dodgers fans in general, about just LA in general. I'm not trying to.
Oh, she about to talk shit.
No, yo. I'm not. I'm not about to talk shit. I'm really not. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not that much.
A little shit. She's about to say something.
No,
hey, the homies ain't finna like this.
Listen, no, Dodgers fans will like this.
Okay.
I think living in LA for 4 years, one of the first things I picked up on is I think the most authentic fans in LA are Dodgers fans.
Okay.
I think that they've been there from what it sounds like, they'll be there win, lose. Like,
right,
and of course, you're always going to have your bandwagon fans.
Right.
But I think the most, like, I think the fans in the city that deserve any type of anything, like,
Dodgers.
Yeah, right. It would be Dodgers fans.
That makes you make a very, very good point because I've seen that. We've seen, at least in my lifetime, I've seen the Lakers, you know, win championships on two or three occasions, right?
Yeah.
And, or two eras, right?
Yeah.
And, I've seen what led up to them getting that championship. I've seen them get the championship, and I've seen them fall completely off. And the people that claim to be fans, they're always wishy-washy. Yeah. Even when the Clippers were here, like, you ask any real Laker fan, you don't go for the fucking Clippers. The Clippers is the JV team. Yeah, like, yeah. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
And I've seen people say, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'll go for the Clippers. Like, yeah. It's just that way. Like, so the loyalty is totally gone. Fucking Head is over here, like,
yeah, what
trying
is he
to go
doing?
On 5 or 6 different lives. Like, he's not even contributing to the podcast anymore. Other than trying to get a video.
Your listeners are probably like,
goodness,
why
gosh,
has Head been quiet
he
for
said
so
shit
long?
This whole time.
And why does he have my phone? Like,
he
what
has
is he
Alex's
doing?
Phone, and he's like, he's over there doing some shit. I guess he's promoting.
Some,
I don't know.
He's trying to do some shit with my live, trying to get people to follow you guys. So I'll allow it to happen.
All right. What's funny is that he's plugging our shit on your shit.
No, but isn't that his whole thing?
Shit.
Don't
right.
plug your shit.
All right, well, one of the big things that I wanted to have you on here, we were just kind of
we can talk all day
chopping up in the studio. You had an experience on, was it Saturday?
It was Saturday night.
Yeah. Alex, if you guys haven't seen Ed's post on Instagram.
I posted it on my Instagram.
Okay, I said on our Instagram. Well, I got you. Go ahead.
I posted on my Instagram. Chuck don't fuck with you like that, so he didn't post it.
Wow.
Posted yet. Come on now.
But I posted. Now, he got
what did you post yet? What did you post?
Basically, so Alex goes on a date this past weekend.
No, we got to back this
Please,
up a little bit more.
Go ahead.
So Friday nights are always so fun because I'm on Kiss FM. I do Friday Night Party, and then you guys are doing Homegrown Radio.
Right.
So usually after my shift's done at 2 a.m., I come down, and I told these guys, like, hey, I'm going on a second date, and, like, I almost just, like, saw this look pass over both of your faces, and it was just like,
West Coast.
Oh, man, we're going to blow your shit up tomorrow night.
We're
just
going
to FaceTime you. Until you pick up, and we want to meet him. And I was like, no, that's not how any of this is going to go.
Here's the thing. Here's what you don't understand. All our homegrown homies, all our homegrown homegirls,
yep,
got to go through the vetting process.
Okay.
When Sparkle got her a man, Sparkle is our general manager at Homegrown.
Okay.
When Sparkle got her a man, we was on him.
Yeah.
We was on that nigga. Like, I'm talking about
even
like,
before they were dating. Our
we was on FaceTime.
It wasn't
with
even
him.
A hashtag.
Like, hey, where you at? Where you from? Like, what's up with you?
Our rule of thumb was don't hump the help.
Don't hump the help, because then they become less efficient. They start getting women getting their feelings and shit, and they start you start fucking the work up. You fuck the money up.
Man, I wish your listeners could hear see the look on my face right now. But please continue.
So what happens is when you start going on dates and start, you know, investigating romantic things, escapades
right
and shit.
Word. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm figuring out the right verbiage for this shit. You fucked the shit up. So, and men, we ain't shit.
Right.
So we trying to either hit
that
it and quit it.
That would never be the case for me.
Oh, no. Men, we either trying to hit it or quit it. We might like you enough to keep you around, but men ain't shit. So we don't want you fucking with no men.
Alex is so uncomfortable right now. I love the way she's like squirming in her seat.
Well, no,
I'm just trying
to bite my tongue because you know
that.
How I feel about all of this.
I'm just telling you the truth. Like,
okay.
So most of the time, men are up to no good. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I can be on board with that.
Okay. So what happens? So when you start talking about, I'm going to go on a date. All right. Well, we got to talk to him.
We got to figure.
We got to holler at him and see what's good. Like, hey, what's up with? Hey, you where you taking the homegirl?
I see it as being protective, but I think also you guys were just trying to be.
Well, I was trying to get some content out of it for radio. for radio.
Isn't that always what we do though?
Yeah, it's content.
Like that's always what we
content.
Do.
Yeah.
There's always an angle. Like,
yeah, I was trying to get some content. You know what I'm saying?
So fast forward.
She goes on her date.
Well, first of all, she doesn't believe us, right?
She's no, like, I didn't.
Okay,
I was like,
reiterate
all right.
What she said. We said she, so when you go on your date, we are gonna blow your phone up.
And you were like, and your also exact words were like, we want to have him thinking that you have a boyfriend and you're gonna be like,
oh, dude just got out.
We want to fuck this whole.
I want to fuck your whole date up.
So I was like, you might as well just hit us up. It may make great content if you just. Hit us up on a date. And then
FaceTime the homies
honest,
during
right?
the date. FaceTime the homegrown homies.
Exactly.
During
I
the
was
date.
Out to dinner at a nice restaurant, by the way.
Did they have cloth napkins?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He spent some money.
So you went on a date. And we found out you were going to go on a date like around 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was around
so,
8.
So, you know, we were like, oh, we're going to blow you up until you fucking pick up the phone. You say, hi. We all laugh about it. In the middle of the show, fast forward to the next day, Saturday, we're sitting in the middle of the show. You know, we had it like,
We're on air.
We kind of gain our rhythm at the show. And it like hit me like a ton of blows. I'm like, oh shit, it's 10 o'clock. Alex is on a date. And we didn't fucking call her one time.
Let's blow our shit
and
up.
And she didn't even check in and say, hey, guy, like make a joke. Like, hey, guys, please don't call me or anything like that.
So I was just thinking, if I don't say anything, they're going to forget.
Oh, no.
No,
and
no,
that
no,
was
no,
not
no,
the
no,
case.
No,
so
no,
10
no.
o'clock hits. I'm like, yo, Alex is on a date, call her right now.
Let's, we blowing her shit
we're
up.
Blowing her shit up. And we're not just calling, we're FaceTiming.
FaceTiming. So that means the screen
to back.
The screen pops up.
To back.
You when you FaceTime, yeah, when you FaceTime somebody, the whole screen turn your camera on immediately. So I wanted him to know, like, hey, she got somebody on her line right now.
So I want to know from your reaction, you're sitting there, you're on this date. You know, you're sitting with the young gentleman that you're having a date with, and your phone rings the first time. What's the reaction?
So here's the thing, though. I put my shit on Do Not Disturb because I knew you guys were going to do this.
Motherfucker.
But here's the thing. If you call over and over and over again, it cancels out the Do Not Disturb.
Yes.
Really?
So I'm like there, like, and I have my purse next to me, and I just go here. And I was just like... Oh my God, they're doing it! I like look.
It's happening!
Oh my God, they're doing it!
I pick up my phone like this, and I'm like, like I just start pressing cancel, and every time I press cancel, you would call back
to back.
So then
shout to Drake.
I ended up then literally, I was just like, they're just gonna keep going. So I then put it back in my purse. I put my purse on the floor, like practically under my chair, because I was like, they're just gonna keep. So finally, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna use the bathroom real quick.
So does he have any idea that nothing is happening? He doesn't
but
even
I just
know.
At this point though, I'm surprised he didn't say something because I went, oh my God. Like under my breath, just like, I can't believe it's happening. Now, so then I run to the bathroom and I literally, that's why I FaceTimed me back. I think the first thing I said was, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, look, we on air. We're doing our show on Real 92.3 and Alex FaceTimes us back after like, I don't know, 13 calls or something like that.
Oh my God.
And Alex FaceTimes us back and literally like a mad woman, like a fucking crazy white person.
What the fuck are you guys doing? You guys are FaceTiming me. I'm on my date.
You guys, don't fuck this up for me.
Literally, that is exactly what I said. So, and they're like, how's it going?
What's going on, Alex? I didn't want to call us, huh? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on? You like him? You know what I'm saying? We want to know.
Oh, my God.
So, was at what point... part of the date was this? Was this in the
this
middle?
This was like dinner. Like we were halfway through dinner when you guys started, but then I had just finished my entree and that's when I went to the bathroom to call you guys back. So it was like, I mean, we were probably like what? Like an hour and a half into the date at that point.
Got you.
So yeah.
Why not just answer and say, hey, you guys, fuck you. Hey, this
because
is...
I don't want him to be like, what is this crazy person? Like who are these crazy people this girl's friends with? Like what type of people like would FaceTime her 17 times in the middle of a date?
See, at this point, he doesn't know how many times.
Yeah.
Only you know. So you could have easily picked up and just nipped it in the bud and said, hey guys, I'm on the date. These are my coworkers. They're on air right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, because here's the thing, I didn't want to answer because I knew this fool would have said some dumbass shit.
Hey, y'all fucking
up. Yeah, that's what he would have said. And I knew that.
Okay. I give you that.
Because if I would have saw
hold on, my best friend just said, I love it. Good work, guys. Hey, if she just checked in.
If I would have caught a glimpse of a man in her face and her camera, hey, cuz, where you from? You know what I'm saying?
What going on over there?
What the fuck is going on? What you eat? What you feeding the homegirl? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hey,
you
eat shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Don't do that. And that's why I did not call you back when I was in front of him.
That would have been all bad.
I would have loved you, because I would have put him on air.
I can't believe you did that. I'm sorry. That it just was the most shocking thing that's ever happened to me on a date.
Did we actually call her back after that or no?
Yeah, we did.
No, I don't think we did. No, you were done.
After you called us back, all right, cool. You know, she called us back.
Yeah, it should have been done a lot.
It's just like in how we do it in the hood, Alex. It's like when you this is how we do it in the hood.
How do you do it in the hood?
If we talk shit and we run the fade, it's done.
Right.
So run the fade means we engage in physical violence.
Yes, like, I know. Okay? Thank you. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Or even if somebody's like joking on you, right? They snapping on you. They shooting, you know, jokes.
Yeah.
The moment you fire back, you motherfucker. You laugh about the shit. Yeah. If you let somebody continue to just
Don't stop.
They're not gonna stop.
That's literally my entire group of friends. So yes.
So you already know.
So there you go.
So did you enjoy the day? I guess we can finally get to that part.
I did. You know what? It was like I think it's like a good sign when you go out at like 8, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh shit, it's 2 a.m. Like, right, the bar's
right,
closing.
Right.
So, yeah, it was, I think, like, it was a good conversation. Mm-hmm. I thought it was enjoyable.
Got you. So, 4 years in L.A., right?
Yeah.
How's the dating scene been for you? Like, because we get this thing,
the dating scene is fucked up for me.
It's fucked up, but
Chuck been out the game for a minute.
Yeah, I'm tapped out. I'm washed. Yeah. I've been washed for,
his jersey hanging up, and
I'm done.
It's old, got moths in it.
I'm done. But a lot of people come out here, you know, to L.A., and they don't like the scene, and they have a lot of things to say about the dating scene. So what's your perspective?
It's so crazy, because, like, you know how we just talked about, like, that we're always getting content?
Right.
Like, that's how I just started looking at dating apps, because after a certain point, I became so jaded.
What content can I get from
this
shit?
I was just, like, I started getting so jaded, because I had been on dates with so many shitty, weird-ass dudes.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, every L.A. stereotype possible, I feel like. Uh-huh. And so I just was like, man, like,
you been
worse
on a date with a blood from the jungles?
No, I haven't been on a date with blood that I know of. But, like, it was just, yeah, so I felt like dating is really hard. Because, listen, also, I think just in general, in this, like, in 2017, mm-hmm. we have so many options, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we do.
Every, like, exactly. Like, it's like apps, like, how, like, 70 different apps that we can choose from, dating websites, you can just go out in real life, like, whatever it is. So it's just like, I feel like knowing that you have literally at your fingertips hundreds of men and women to choose from,
mostly women, but
yeah, but it kind of, like, you know what I mean, like, it kind of, I feel like it fucks it up a little bit.
It doesn't fuck it up. See, the thing, here's the thing. When you go to, it's no different. To me, dating is like when you go to the grocery store.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Set this up. Please, set it up.
I feel like I'm not going to like whatever's about to say, but let's go.
Oh, yeah, because we got to talk about the feminist shit, too.
Please, please.
But,
the feminist shit. Okay.
So, like, yeah, when you go to the grocery store, let's say you're in a mood for today, you want apples. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Fuji apples, there's Granny Smith apples, there's mm-hmm. red apples, there's all kind of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Green apples, sour
organic apples.
Organic apples, non-GMO apples.
Which is organic.
Okay.
So follow me. So the red apple might be your favorite.
Yeah.
But today you want a Fuji apple. You know what I'm saying? You can go get you a Fuji apple just for the day. And then go back to your red apples.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. And now you start to narrow your shit down when you start being very specific on what you want. So say you want a non-GMO Fuji apple. So you want a chick with no implants, no ass surgery. That's a non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I can't believe you're equating women to apples, but please continue.
At least they getting apples and not plum. Nobody eats fucking plums.
I like plums,
okay?
That's some white folk shit, Chuck. White people eat plums.
I do like plums.
When you bite into that juice don't come out your shirt.
Yeah. It's true.
That shit's
same thing with peaches. But
anyway,
continue.
Right?
Huh?
I said it's bomb, but okay, keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying I like the fact that I can today have this kind of apple, or today tomorrow have that kind of apple.
I like the options.
Yeah. I like the options because then at least I get a wide variety of knowing what I want. Just like how women talk about when, don't make the choice for me, let me choose.
Okay.
They like give me the information to let me choose if I want to continue this, whatever we doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the same thing. So let me see all of the apples. And I'm like, you know what? I fuck with that one the most. Let me go ahead and get that one.
But you know that's not possible, right?
Why?
To see all of the apples.
Yeah.
I can see all the ones in Rouse.
You're not going to see all of the apples.
I live in LA. I can see all the apples in LA.
You're not going to see most of them.
I can see most of them in the valley.
But most in all are two different things.
On the east side.
That's most in all the two different things.
Well, out of my selection, I like these motherfucking Fuji apples.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But back to dating in LA, because I think also you guys are from here, mm-hmm. so you've had a lifetime of, like, dating in
Hell
LA.
Yeah.
You're married.
Right,
and, like,
right.
for me, it was, like, I think also, like, I've always been, because I've, you know, I've been moved around the country, like, a ton of times, but I never was really focused on dating for so long because,
right.
like, I always knew, like, wherever I was at was temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, LA was like, okay, this is long term. Like, I'm not trying to go anywhere right now.
Right.
So I think, though, for me, it started out where I was, like, a little bit hopeful. I honestly thought when I started, I feel like it was, like, this past year when I was like, all right, I really want to try to focus on this. I came into it hopeful and then got jaded super, super fast. And so I think then what happened.
What were you hoping for, though?
Like, not even, like, I wasn't even like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get in a full-blown relationship in the next 6 months. I think I was just like expecting a lot of these dates to go past two. Like,
but what makes you not go back on a second date?
It was just like they were so bad on the first date where I was like, no way in hell. I mean, like, it depends on what example you want. Like,
let's go with a black guy.
Okay, so like,
what'd you say?
A black guy.
Okay, okay. Okay. Like I don't like the, don't know, right. Okay. But I'm just gonna go with
just
it.
Just go with a black guy.
So,
just pick one. Yeah.
All right. Well, like I went on a date with a guy, and he. I could tell, like, he worked for, like, some type of, like, financial firm, like, with, like, wealth management or whatever. So, good job. I, like, went on his Instagram and I saw, like, post a lot of pictures with, like, he's, like, he runs in that L.A. scene. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, exactly. That L.A. Hollywood exactly. scene. Yep. So, I'm, like, all right. Like,
yeah,
I see you're posting.
Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. Like, exactly. Like, I see you posting pictures from, like, the club on a Sunday night. Yep. But, like, you also go to the super, like, sceney L.A. churches, mm-hmm. like, you know, that have that all the celebs go to, like the Justin Bieber's and the Kardashians. And so I saw that my friend happens to go to this one of the church, and I was like, all right, he was really good looking. Like, I was like, this is a gut man. He definitely knows how to dress. It looks like he has his shit together. A little concerned about the Hollywood scene, but whatever. So he, like, whatever, we text, we go back and forth. He was like, hey, I'm in Hawaii right now, but like, I get back on Sunday, so like, we can go out on Monday. So we meet in Hollywood at like, that restaurant Chloe, mm-hmm. like kind of like by Hollywood and Highland, I think. But anyways, I get in there. Again, really good looking. I'm kind of nervous. And just off the jump, I was like, I am not feeling this guy's vibe, but like, I don't want to be critical. So this happened a while ago, so I'm trying to remember. Like, the one of the first things, though, I was getting really annoyed that he kept calling me babe. And I'm like, I'm not your fucking babe. You literally just met me 5 minutes ago. So let's not with a pet name. It's like, hun, babe. It was just like a little, it felt like a little demeaning. Okay. So then he's like, I told him, I was like, I have to work at 10. So I'm not like really drinking. And he kept trying to like order me drinks. And like, I was like, all right, like at this point, you're wasting your money. So whatever.
Right.
So he then was like, trying to cut my food for me, and I'm like, I'm not nine. Like,
yeah, he tried, like, to cut your food up.
Yeah,
here, like, babe, let me cut your. What you have? Chicken?
I don't even know. I can't remember. But he was like, just like, I was like, this is a lot. So then,
baby, one num num, baby, num num,
baby, one num num
num, baby, boopie boppy boppy.
So then, we start talking about. Now, here's the thing. Like, I hate when guys, like, feel like they're gonna start flexing. And I'm just like, it's like, I feel like that bullshit meter goes off immediately. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, I was like, how was Hawaii? Like, that sounds like so much fun.
Oh,
and
no, it's coming.
He was just like, oh, yeah, it was all right. It was good. It was me and some of my friends. I was like, oh, man, I've never been. Oh, you never been? You gotta go. Yeah. I came back early because I missed work, which I'm thinking, what
the, like, fuck are you talking about?
Like, who leaves Hawaii because they miss work? Like, listen, I love my job.
But
I wouldn't leave Hawaii for work.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. And then he was just like, yeah, like, man, like, my friends like wanted to go on a helicopter because they've never done that. But like, once, this is verbatim what he said. Once you go on like one, like, I've been on a helicopter 50 times, whatever. It's like, what's one more? And I was like, okay. So I'm just like, gross, right? Like, you're really trying so hard to act like you're the shit.
Yeah.
So gross. So I was just like, all right, cool. And at that point I had said, yeah, well, okay. Like, I've never been to Hawaii, but I feel like it wouldn't get old. I definitely want to try to do that soon. And he like did that one of those things where he like, it was just like, oh, kind of like, that's so like,
oh, you never been to Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he like grabbed my arm and he's just like, oh, like, you should definitely go.
You kind of enjoy, like, life.
Yeah,
know?
Kind of just like, that's so sad.
Babe.
And so then, and these guys know me, but I am not someone who's gonna flex to flex.
Right, right.
But I'm like, don't treat me like I'm some little girl who's never done shit. So that was when I literally looked at him and I was like, yeah, you know what though? I'm taking my mom to Paris and London in a couple weeks.
Oh, shit.
So maybe after I do that. And so he went, oh. Kind of like, fuck you and your dumb Hawaii inside the stage trip.
Whoa. So, damn.
I was so mad that at that point I was just like, this is whatever. So then
that's
just like,
that East Side came out of you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Jersey came out strong.
Right. West
so
Coast.
Then, still on the date, I asked him, I was like, hey, I saw you went to blank church. I'm not going to name names.
Oh,
so I was just like, hey, I saw you went to this church. I was like, my friend actually goes there. And he's like, yeah, yeah. I asked him how long. He's like, you know, I like to help out. Like, I greet at the door. I'm like, cool, that's great. And I was like, isn't that where like the Kardashians go and Justin Bieber and like all these people? And he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, but like, I don't really notice celebs. And I want to be like, bitch, I went on your Instagram 5 minutes ago and you had a picture with a celeb every picture.
Right.
Like, you are like probably definitely the person that met, like, knows all the celebs that walk through the door and try to, like, rub elbows with them.
Right. Let's get this flick. Like, hey, fam, let's get this flick in church. Like,
yeah, at that point, I'm like, kind of throwing up in my mouth a little bit. So to end the night, to make matters worse, and this was when I was like, never again. I go and I had valeted my car and he I guess they asked me, like, did you validate your ticket? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, I'll run it inside for you and I'll get it validated. But then I was like, oh, thank you. That was nice.
Right, right.
So then I just paid whatever it was. And they're like, we believe you. So like, whatever, I paid the fee. And so I comes back out and I was like, oh, no, cool. That's cool. I already paid. Thank you, though. And he's like, no. And then he like takes a 20 out of his pocket and literally like stuffs it into my hand. Yeah. And he's like, use this for a tip. You can keep the change.
Wow.
I was just like, thank you.
Oh, man. So you're charity case at this point.
Yeah. And I was just like, you are so... And I just like kept thinking, you are the most insecure man I've ever met.
So do you think that you... Have you encountered that type of man like multiple times? Or is that one of a kind?
It was just like, I've encountered that type of man a few different times.
Okay.
It was... Yeah, like... It just wasn't great, you know? And I think a lot... Also, the main thread that I've noticed with all these men is they always just talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like the most self-absorbed, kind of like, you know, there should just a conversation should be a healthy flow of back and forth. And I also have though realized in myself through a lot of therapy is I don't like silence, and so I will continue to ask questions. Like, we work in radio, we interview people for a living.
Yeah, don't have the dead air.
Yeah,
no,
don't
dead
have
air.
The dead. Exactly. We're used to we don't want dead air.
Right.
So I had to train myself to be like, all right, Alex, like, let there be silence so they can ask about you. And I almost want them to feel that uncomfortableness just so they can
pick it up.
But like, I would just start to panic in the conversation. But what always impressed me is if they caught it and they're like, hey, we've talked about me for a while now. Like, can we kind of let me ask about you?
Yeah.
Like, that was always impressive to me.
Would you prefer silence or would you prefer them to talk about themselves?
I mean, it's uncomfortable for me, but I would hope that if there was silence, they would pick that up as a, all right, let me ask about her.
Right. Yeah, but see, that's a mistake because men aren't smart.
Well, you know what? Then I will, either way, it's a lose for you. So it's like, I would rather then continue the conversation and not feel uncomfortable until I left and was like, man, he like didn't even try.
Pick it up like
that. Yeah. So like that sitting in silence for 45 minutes doesn't sound great either.
So
I enjoy my silence. I mean, but that's why I don't traditionally date.
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation. Do you think traditional dating is overrated?
What's traditional dating to you?
Exactly. There's no definition for this shit. It's
I think there is. Like,
no, like, I always call it, like, it's so dumb that there's a term for it now, but, like, organic dating, like, just meeting someone out or through a friend, mm-hmm. like, not through an app, right? And
right.
So I think, like, I'm most comfortable with, and I've noticed that, so I've noticed for me, safety or comfort is a big thing for me. So dating's uncomfortable, right? Like, especially if you go out with someone who is a complete and total stranger, and especially as a woman, you're like, I don't know. Is this man going to be crazy? Like,
yeah,
you know.
Never know. Yeah.
You never know. And it's like, so there's always an element of, as a woman, you're kind of on edge a little bit because you're just like, you don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So I was just saying, I think though, like when I have friends that are like, hey, I kind of want to set you up with so-and-so, that off the bat, I feel comfortable because there's almost like a reference, right?
Gotcha.
Like, and I think then it just... I still get like those predate jitters or whatever, but it's at least I feel like, all right, like if my friend's backing up his character, like now really at all this point, it's like, is the chemistry there? Like, are you compatible with him? It's not like a lot of time on dating, it's like, is this a good guy?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
you just never know.
And you don't know.
Right.
Hey, have you ever been on a blind date?
I don't think so.
See, is that something that you opposed to?
No.
Especially in LA.
I would totally do a blind date if I trusted the person who was setting me up on the blind date.
I think at this point, if somebody's willing, you got to think. When we say, so when you said traditional dating, the traditional way, like you said, is without the apps and.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like somebody I got somebody I want you to meet.
Yeah.
And
why? Do you have
like
someone that you want me to meet, Ed?
Nah, hell no. You don't want to fuck with nobody, I know.
Don't do that.
Hell no. Because listen, let me tell you, what's her name? Fuck. I can't remember her name. I wish I could put her out there. She sent me on a blind date with this white chick one time. She sent me on a blind date with this white girl one time, and we went to have sushi. And let me tell you, when I walked up, I knew. I was like, when I walked up, bruh.
The flags.
I was like, oh, man, it was like.
Wait,
it was like
on your end or on her
end? On my end. When I walked up and I saw a girl, it was like.
What was it?
Let me tell you what it was like. Let me set the scene. It's just like being on a submarine and you see a leak.
It's the ocean.
And you underwater. It's like, oh shit, we gotta surface right now. We gotta get the fuck off the bottom of the sea right now.
Wait, so what was it about her?
Yeah, what was it?
I just wasn't attracted to her. I knew immediately. I was like, it's no way. No, like I'm beyond this in my life.
You knew it had to be something. What was it about her that
there's always something?
I don't know, the way her eyes were set.
That's on a very specific.
Yeah. Like on you,
were they too
or
close?
Just,
no,
when I saw her, I looked at her eyes.
Were they beady? I mean, what the fuck?
They were. You know, okay. Put it to you. It's like you know when you're building a gingerbread man and shit.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Okay.
It's like somebody set the eyes too close together. You know what I'm saying?
So are we, you know, are we cross-eyed shaming now?
You know, no, she wasn't cross-eyed. Okay. They were just
too close.
They were just snug.
I've never heard someone say her eyes were snug. That is the funniest thing.
Her eyes were snug, bro. Like, wow. Her shit was real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bring it in. That's how her eyes worked up. And I was just like, bro, I can't fuck with this shit. Anyway, long story short, we get in the fucking sushi restaurant. Why she order $100 worth of sushi? I'm hot. I'm so fucking
Wait,
mad.
Wait, that's a real thing, though, because I made the reservations for Saturday night's date, and the place I wanted to go initially was something that a place I had been before, but then I looked at the prices, and I'm like,
nah, I don't want to.
And, like,
do that.
That's hard because it's like, I kind of want to be like, don't make me do this because I don't want to do somewhere. And then you get there and be like, oh shit, like,
did
she's
he
bougie.
Make you or ask you to pick the place, or did you offer up to pick up the place?
Like because, like, we were supposed to go to his, like, on the west side because that's where he lives.
Okay.
And I was just going to take an Uber there. And, like, so that was the plan. Now, I'm someone who I'm not comfortable with the plans changing. Okay. Like, don't, especially last minute, especially for something like I'm anxious about, which you're always kind of anxious a little bit for a date.
Of course.
So then I texted him and I was like, hey, where are we going tonight? Like, I'm gonna Uber to you. And he's like, let's make this easy, I'll pick you up.
Oh,
which
shit.
I was just like, that's nice, that's really nice, but, and he's like, then we, you know, but I'm thinking, like, that's so nice that you're doing that, but, like, also you're changing the plan on me. So then he's like, and how about we go downtown? Shit. So at that point, because he's not familiar with downtown, I said, do you want me to make the reservations? And he said that would be great, which I kind of offered that up.
Okay.
But also sometimes struggle with a little bit with control. So
sidebar,
a little bit of control. So I then started looking, but then it literally took me like 35 minutes to pick a place because I kept looking at the menu, like what the prices were, because I wanted to go to this place, but I was just like, I know this, when I had been there, you drop a lot of money.
But
so
at least you were considerate about that.
So yeah. I tried to, because I don't want, like, that's the thing. I don't want him to be like, who does she think she is?
You know what? Exactly. So look, let me ask you this. Let me ask both of y'all.
Yeah.
Let me ask, I have a sister that I want to propose to the dating world.
Let's hear it.
It's an abort button. An abort button.
That's interesting.
Okay. So if you walk up and you like, nah, I ain't fucking with this, you could just be like, and everybody know, go to your neutral corner. Everybody know this shit over.
Yeah.
I don't gotta spend no money with you.
Yeah.
I don't gotta break no bread.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just not attracted to you. Instead of just walking up and saying, hey, you know what? Your eyes are too snug. I'm out of here. There's a mutual thing, like a hug. You know how if I open my arms, you know it's a hug.
Yeah.
It's a universal signal, right?
Yeah.
There needs to be some sort of universal signal to know, like, hey, I'm finna get the fuck out of here, so you welcome to stay and pay for your own shit.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Hold on that shit. In this situation, let's say you are the one that Head was walking into this date on, right?
Uh-huh.
And he comes up to you and says, you know what? Hi, I'm Aaron, or hi, I'm Head. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to you.
Do you appreciate his honesty, or do you think he should strike, you know,
that is the most shallow fucking shit if he ever did that.
Shit, though.
No, but listen, the least that you can do, just be a decent person and get to know the person. Like, it's like, whatever, dates are dates. It's to figure out, like, after sitting and talking to someone for an hour and a half, if this is going to be a romantic thing, maybe it's just like, we'll be a friend thing, like, whatever it is. So it's like, at least give, if someone has taken the time out of their day to meet you, and you know, they might be looking at you and being like, he's not that great.
That. She should tell me that.
But, like, but
head.
No, no, no.
But first of all, let's
but you're
let's,
different, Head.
Let's
you're
be
different.
Clear. Let's be clear. No woman has ever looked at me and be like, oh, he's sexy, I want to fuck him. No, that doesn't happen. They end up talking to me and I win them
so
over.
So
I wear them down.
Why can't you give her the opportunity to win you over and
that's
wear
true.
You down?
I can't be worn down. down.
That's what you think. True statement.
It's true, though.
I can't be worn down. So either I'm attracted immediately or I'm taking one for the team.
Listen. I think that in that point, you should just at least, like, I think there's more than obviously being attractive.
I sat there and let her order sake bombs and edamame and all kind of, she was ordering all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? The bill was $115 for a blind date.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so let me.
She's gonna put the mic right in front of me.
Which isn't that high for a date, but continue.
She like, fuck Dave Joe, big ass. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think what I've come down to with dating, which is kind of like, which is hard for me, I'm trying to be like, if. Like, I have an instinct after one or two dates to be like, nitpick and be like, peace. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, because I put up my defense mechanisms and my walls and shit. Mm-hmm. So I try to tell myself, like, if it's not a character flaw, mm-hmm. Or something that could definitely be an issue down the line, okay. Like, in a relationship, then don't run. Like, I can't just be like, oh, but like, I don't know, right. Like, he's balding or his eyes are snug. Okay. Like,
How about this? Let's set it up, right?
Yeah.
So this is a blind date.
Yeah.
Same situation. Somebody sets you up. Hey, good dude. Like, yeah, check him out. Whatever. So when somebody sets you up, was it somebody that you knew?
Yeah, I knew her.
Okay. So somebody sets you up with that
I forgot what her name was.
So
she was
same situation. Cook. Somebody sets you up. Hey, check out this guy. Whatever. Meet him at the sushi spot. Mm-hmm. You walk up and you know it's him, but he has a gang of tats on his face.
Face tats.
Buff nigga.
Like
buff
super, dude, like from Treetop Piru.
Yeah, he face tats, teardrops. He got the hood on his forehead, all that shit. Are you sitting down to have this dinner with
him? Yeah, what if he's a nice person?
He's a nice person.
Exactly.
But
you
don't know.
I would, listen, and maybe this is me like getting too deep with it, but like I've met people where, first off, I'm not going to date someone if you're in a gang currently. But what if I sat down with him and he said, yo, I had a really rough past, but I had a come to Jesus moment. Right. Now I'm active in my church.
Right.
Like, you don't know.
He's not
and that's
say
like
that
the
first.
Thing.
Yeah, but a tats is not a physical deformation.
You're right. That's true. But what I'm saying,
Birdman just got his tat removed from his face.
It's not much you do about snug eyes. Dog.
Say it again.
There's nothing much you can do about snug eyes. Dr. Miami ain't that nigga.
You can do anything with anything these days. There's surgery. Yeah. You can make shit happen.
Reset her eye sockets.
But oh my
you can
God.
Do whatever you can. But my thing is, at that point, would you sit down and have dinner with the person? You would.
Yeah. Because
let's be honest. No.
I just told you. What if their story is super interesting? And I'm like, again, but like if it's a blind date and my friend who I trust
vouch for this person. Somebody didn't vouch for him, right?
I would never go because I think, again, as a woman, I'm not going to go on a date if I don't have a picture of you mm-hmm. and we've had some sort of basic back and forth.
I need to see your Instagram, man.
Yeah, like,
mandatory.
Right?
Gotcha.
But, like, so I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm like, oh, fuck, like, he's in a gang. Like, I'm not dating someone in a gang. So, like,
why not?
What?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
How do you know that this person's
currently in a gang?
She's from the East Coast. If he's in the mafia.
No, I'm not dating someone in the mafia.
Everybody knows that gang, you can't get out of the gang. So what if he joined the gang at 13, right? Mm-hmm. Still active, but he's not like putting in work.
He's not shooting motherfuckers.
I didn't know that was even a thing. So now you're telling me a little bit about gang culture.
Putting in work means...
I know what that means.
He's not currently putting in work, but he did when he was, you know, he's 13. 10 years later, he's kind of, you know, transitioning life.
Yeah.
But he can't get away from the hood, right? And he's got face tats.
Yeah,
he's got everything that symbolizes gang culture. Do you still engage in this date with him?
I would go on the date. I'm not saying I would call him after the date,
though.
No,
but my thing is, you wouldn't go past it because you would see his Instagram. You would see everything. You wouldn't give him a chance because of everything on surface value at that point.
Probably.
You see what's going on. You see, okay, damn.
But that's so different than snug eyes. Right? Like,
very
so
true.
That's we're getting into some dangerous, like, whatever, like, potentially dangerous shit. Gotcha. Or, and I have a brand that I'm building, so I can't be like, yeah, also, like, my boyfriend's in, like, the Piru gang. Like, I can't be doing that.
It's not dangerous if you procreate with a motherfucker with snug eyes.
I hate you.
Look, I'm just saying, though.
I appreciate
the healthy conversation. It is something to for sure think about.
No, here's the thing. This is my problem, bro. Ain't nobody being honest.
At least you know you'll be safe.
Ain't nobody being real.
What you mean?
Because.
What are you talking about?
You know when you're not attracted to somebody.
No, that's true. But I can also give another example of this.
Go ahead.
Like, I went on a date. It was probably like 6 months ago. Talked to him on Bumble. Super funny. Texting. I was like,
Bumble's
like the dating app.
Okay,
so went back and forth. And I'm like, man, this guy's really funny. Mm-hmm. So I walk in, and I'm 5'5", but like I also love to wear heels. So probably the women in my family are at least 5'11", and all wear heels. Amazonian. So I'm still shorter than them. Yeah, they're super fucking tall. So he was sitting at the bar, and he got up, and he's like a lot shorter than me.
How tall, like Louis G?
I want to say he's probably 5'5", but like I'm wearing heels, so at that point
you are about what?
5'5", but then I wear heels and I'm like, you know, 5'8", 5'9". So I'm like a head taller than him at this point, and I was just like, oh fuck,
it's not gonna work.
Like in my head I was just like, I don't know. But then
so
I was just like, but then I went, Alex, man, give him a shot. Like, mm-hmm. this could be a really, really cool guy. And like, what height and sight? Like, Kevin Hart's woman is like a foot taller than him.
Right.
I'm just like, whatever. Maybe he's like the coolest guy ever and it's great. So then.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying?
But that's
also true. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, whatever. Like, it still might be a good time. Mm-hmm. Like,
Kevin Hart lineup is crazy.
Have you ever been in a situation where you let it go past the service level shit and you really did have a good time and you really built with somebody? And obviously you're not in a relationship right now, so that's not the end course, but we're talking about all this stuff, has it ever been a situation where you're like, damn, I'm glad I didn't just look at the surface value shit?
That hasn't happened to me yet, and I think that's kind of like also I don't know. I think that's something that I'm trying to train myself to get out of. Like, again, going back to the whole for me, I sometimes can get a little bit too picky. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to just be like, all right, Alex, if it's not a character thing, if you had a good time, go on a second date. Go on a third date.
People always say that's your gut, your intuition. Go with that as well.
Yeah, but you know what? I know what my dating history is. I know what I'm used to, and I know what I've been conditioned to feel. And like, so the things that are uncomfortable to me probably shouldn't be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I've operated independently for so long. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, when this guy I went on a date with the first time said, I'll make it easy. Like the first day we went on, I'll make it easy, I'll pick you up. My gut reaction was, why? That's weird. Or like, you know what I mean? Like I like my space. And I'm just like, Alex, are you fucking serious? Like I had to almost have this moment. Like, why are you complaining about that? You know what I mean?
Somebody
like, it's something uncomfortable.
Yeah, as a motherfucker.
But yeah, like it's something uncomfortable for me. Or like, and then he called me and I was like, why is he calling me? And I literally like to have just like kind of a real moment with you. Mm-hmm. For me, that was something that was super uncomfortable. Like, I think we are in an age where we're used to texting and talking on the phone with someone's like really uncomfortable. And I literally had to be like, Alex, like you would fucking cry to your ex-boyfriend and be like, just call me, you know? And I had to have that moment. Like, why would you ever complain about that with a new guy? Yes, it's a little uncomfortable because you're not used to it. And my best friend said it perfectly. She's like, get comfortable with the uncomfortable until that gets comfortable for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make sure you're starting to put these
t-shirt right there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, she's like, that's what you need to start having your headset. So unless it's not a character thing, like, then keep going. Yeah. Like, I think my other friend said to me, like, she said, the way, and I can only speak for women, but the way that sometimes women will be like, oh, I'm not into him, like, because he does this and third, and then next thing you know, we're involved with a shitty man. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with a good man. You can continue to give a good guy a shot to where you actually might like the good guy or be able to look past certain things. If you're willing to look past
We radio motherfuckers. Yeah. We got TV. Yeah. We got the radio. You know what I'm saying?
You guys are good looking guys.
We radio guys that they happen to put on TV.
Right.
We not
not the other way around.
We not that, yeah, we definitely not the you know, Justin Timberlake of the world.
But like still, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just like I know what's uncomfortable for me. I know that I tend to get defensive and all this stuff, and I'm not used to certain things, but I want to get used to those certain things. I want to get used to good habits. So I haven't yet been on enough dates with someone to have that like warm fuzzy feeling of, yeah, this is good, you know?
So just for context, you said you mentioned your ex. How long have you been out of a relationship?
Technically 2.5 years. 2 years.
Okay, some time.
It was like 2 years this past May.
Okay, so do you like still have contact with them, or how does that work?
It's complicated.
Facebook status.
But you know, I mean, it's not that. I don't know. It's not like.
Do you still love him?
I was gonna say, when's the last time you talked to him?
September.
Okay.
Oh,
last month.
Oh, that was a month ago.
It was October. Right.
That's
last month, right?
That's a month ago.
So, part two, do you still love him?
I have love for him, but I don't know if I'm going to say on this podcast, get into all of that. I but I definitely have a lot of love for him, and there's definitely feelings there for him still, for sure.
Do he still got a chance if he came crawling back? Like he called you, or no, he flew in, or wherever he from, wherever he at, and was just outside by your car on his knees, on one knee, like, babe, like, I swear I love you, this and that. Can he still get it up, right now? Do it
no First more. Off, that's a lot. Like, if someone were to buy a ticket and fly 3,000 miles so it win me back, that would grab my attention a bit. But also, listen, I think, after being with someone for such an extended amount of time and knowing, and being also outside the relationship and knowing why it didn't work, mm-hmm. a lot would have to change for it to. I think that at the end of the day, you know, of course my feelings are kind of like, can be wrapped up in that still, for sure. But like, I think that when you have hindsight's 20/20, so you can kind of look back and be like, all right, this is where it didn't work. Or even when I, you know, but still have love for someone. It's a weird feeling, man. Like, exes are weird. It's a weird...
Exes is only weird when people make it weird. I don't think it has to be weird. It could literally... See, the thing... This is what I think. In your situation might be a little different only because of the type of person you are. You're very... You care a lot about other people. Whereas, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm just saying you actually really care about not hurting this person's feeling, not making it awkward. This, when all you have to do is be honest about how you feel.
Yeah.
You can literally say, hey, you know what? I love you, but I need this, 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 and this. If that's off the table, then I need to figure out a way to not love you.
Yeah.
The problem is saying that and coming to grips with actually doing the follow through.
It's true.
If you cut people off, like say if you cut off your ex today, most of the time, women don't cut people off when you don't have a reason. Like, say, like me personally, it's hard for women to cut me off because I don't give them a reason to.
Yeah.
I'm just really nice to them and I tell them the truth. Yeah. That's the only thing. If I don't know if he's lied to you or whatever the case may be, but when someone is honest, even if it's fucked up, mm-hmm. it's still hard to move past that because they told you the truth.
No, I think that's true. I think there's a certain amount of truth to that. I think I've always even said, like, you just be real with me. Like, just be honest. I think I appreciate a level of honesty. And even if that's uncomfortable, I would rather you been like, hey, this is what it is.
Right.
And let me swallow that pill and then be like, but there's, I think if it's said, especially in a respectful way, mm-hmm. then you can't be mad at that. Like, right. You can never be mad at honesty. So I think for him, though, listen, I know why it didn't work. I think for a lot of different reasons.
Was it you?
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying in a sense where could it have been your attitude towards whatever the issue was?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you know what, though? Like, to be super vulnerable, like, I think distance for sure was like probably one of the biggest things. Like, that's a real thing.
Long
like,
and all, don't work.
Yeah, like, I think that's a super real thing.
I don't agree with that, but I feel you.
But yeah, I think you also have to work really hard at it.
You have to work twice.
And you
got to
be, and your communication got to be on point. Yeah, and our communication was never on point. And so.
And you got to have phone sex.
And then. I guess you also have.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this.
FaceTime sex. I was on a Skype.
Right.
On a tour bus.
Anyway.
Cracking.
I think though it's so interesting. Again, like I'm super open about this, but I've been going to therapy for the past year and a half because, and it's not like anything super tragic had happened where I was like, I need to do this. It was just like, hey, Alex, you're single right now, so like before you get into this next relationship, whenever that might be, let's make sure you know yourself and you know like what you should, you know. So because I then started even through therapy, and I actually a couple months ago had to be like, hey, listen, I'm not saying that the shit you didn't do was hurtful or whatever that was within the relationship, but I'm gonna also own my shit too. Like, I wasn't perfect, and I need to own that and apologize for that. And like, and it's not a scale either. Like, I'm not trying to like weigh out the who was worse in the relationship, but like, I think it was probably like when two people might not be like good for each other, it can create just such a toxic relationship where you both start acting like the worst versions of yourself. Like, he's a good guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's someone I, you know, like I said, I have a lot of love for, but like, I think also like we started dating when we were 17.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's been some time.
Yeah. So on and off. Right. So like, because I had gone away. So it was just kind of like one of those things where we tried it a few different times, but like didn't really like cut each other off maybe in the middle. But like those also, when you're with someone for that long, I think those things then kind of start to like follow. Yeah. Like even if you grow as a person, when you're with that person that you started dating at 17, those bad habits keep creeping back. Yeah. Like, it's hard to change, change those habits when you're in that relationship. Right. So I feel like you have to be willing to change, be willing to have adult conversations, adult disagreements. And when you also, it's hard. Listen, relationships are never going to be perfect. When you come to someone and you say, hey, you really hurt me when you did this, mm-hmm. Not be defensive, but be like, all right, I'm sorry, but let's talk about that. Sure. What happened? Because I think something that I've learned, and that's a hard thing, when you're a prideful person, is no matter who it is in a relationship or a friendship, when someone says, you hurt me when you did this, to not be like, well, that's not what I meant,
right.
But just to be like, all right, I'm sorry, was not my intention, but let's talk about it, And so I think that's something that you, when you get older, you hopefully become more in tune with that.
Do you think age helped with that, or did therapy help with that for you?
Both.
Time.
Okay. So, what'd you say?
I would say time.
Okay. So at this point, how do you, I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of people either struggle, I know for sure in the Black community, a lot of people struggle with going to therapy or mm-hmm. admitting that they have gone to therapy or even want to open up to the idea of that. Mm-hmm. For you, talk about that journey to saying, okay, I want to open up and do that. And then more importantly, when it comes up on a date, do you mention that on the first date? Do you mention that on when do you actually bring that up?
It's if it's comfortable. I think it's just I think for me, listen, I've come from a family that was pretty open when it came to therapy. First time I went to therapy, I was in the sixth grade. There were a lot of daddy issues you have to kind of work through, all that shit. I went in high school when I was dealing with some depression, and then I went on my own in college because, again, I wanted to just kind of dig up those past demons and realize that, hey, there's probably a real thing here that I've had issues with, whoever it is, birth father, whatever. And I want to make sure that doesn't really affect me down the line when it comes to dating, because that's a real statistic, right? A real thing.
Yeah.
So I think then this past time it was kind of similar. All right, now that I'm out of a relationship, let's really focus on me. So I'm someone where, listen, I actually said this to someone last night, especially with mental health things, whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever it might be. If your arm is bleeding and you have an infected cut or whatever it is, you just pretending that's not there isn't going to heal it. You go to a doctor, and there's no stigma with that. You're an idiot if you don't go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Why would we act any differently with our mental health?
Right.
Because that's so much more important. I really believe that.
I'm going to tell you why. Because with the arm, people can see what the fuck is going on.
People can't
mental,
see.
Mental, people, the perception is you're crazy.
Yeah. And that's a stigma. I'm so, I'm actively trying to, make sure there shouldn't be that stigma there.
Absolutely.
And
agree.
I know you agree. So, I guess we can use this guy that I just went on a date with. I had said to him, I think on the first date, I go to therapy, blah, blah, blah. Because it had come up naturally,
gotcha,
I believe.
Gotcha.
So, it was just something where I said something. I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's something I, really talked about in therapy a lot. If I have a guy who's going to react poorly to that, mm-hmm. or say, and this has happened, I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of and you know what I think of? When you say that, that's a red flag to me, because what if we get married one day and we really need couples therapy?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do? Be like, nah, I need you. And I see that so often. I've seen that in my own life, with people who are close to me, where their family is falling apart, and you don't have two parents or people in a relationship that are willing to come together and be like, we need to go to someone else for help who's went to 8 years of schooling for this shit. Who knows this? What do you mean you don't believe in that? There are
right.
people that get their degrees in it. And, mm-hmm. It's just kind of, I think for me, that's important, And so I don't know.
I want to switch gears one more time, because we were talking about the dating thing, and I think this is very important too. What is your type? What do you feel like, if you can break it down? What type of men are you attracted to?
Melanated men. West Coast.
Okay, I guess we can just dive into it.
No, okay, listen. I do not fetishize a specific type of race.
Wait,
I'm not
wait,
like
what's
I hate
word?
When people are like, "Oh, I like black guys," or uh-huh. like this. It's like, dude, just like cut it out. Like, you're fetishizing a race, and that's like dehumanizing, in my opinion.
I like the women who like the black men.
Oh my God.
The black men. Here you go.
The black men. You know what I'm saying? We out here, West Coast.
Okay, let's just say, traditionally, who have you dated in the past? How many boyfriends have you had?
Two.
And
one was it? Well, I don't think we can count high school. Can we? I mean, I dated him for like a year and a half in high school.
Now,
he was Italian.
After high school. High school.
One main one, and he was black.
Okay.
But like, I got close with another one, and he, I mean, I would, like, we definitely had a thing going on for a bit there, but like, I was leaving where I was living at the time, and he was white. So I think for me, it's so funny because everyone's like, my best friend was like, you really don't have a type.
You don't have
like
a type.
You will date like across the board.
Right.
I think for me though, humor is a big thing. I love a sarcastic humor. Like if you can, and also if you can
West
give
Coast.
Me jokes, if mm-hmm. you can give me jokes, then that's super attractive to me. Not in a disrespectful type of way,
oh,
but it
you
shows,
out. You
yeah,
out.
Heads
yeah,
out.
You're
so like, I'm not a disrespectful. I have a good sarcasm
the
too.
Perception is that it's disrespectful sometimes.
But
so,
like
anyway.
good sarcasm is good. Like I like that type of comfortable. I like people who are kind, funny, driven. And you know what? That has been consistent for me.
Mm-hmm.
The most attractive thing to me is someone who can command a room and not say a single word.
Mm.
Like I love when someone can capture a room and not and just be and be so comfortable with himself.
Right.
And like I don't have to worry about like being like, come on, like let me like, because listen, I'm. Sometimes if it's like a work function or whatever it is, like and I'm mixing, I gotta go talk to some people.
Yeah.
You good? Kind
right,
of like,
right.
I can't just be like dragging you along around.
Yeah.
Like, are you good to just have conversations with people and engage and interact with people and not have me to like need me to like hold your hand through it? Like, and so I think that's something like, that was something that I really admired about my ex. Like that was just I remember when he had flown out to LA and like met a lot of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this comfortableness, but not where I hate when people don't confuse being comfortable with not knowing your place. Like that's never good. But someone who's like, okay, these are my girlfriend's friends and I want to make a good impression. So I want to buy them drinks and like, I want to, you know, kind of make a good impression. Like they're self-aware in that sense.
Of course.
Like, I didn't have to just be like, I could look over my shoulder and he's having a conversation with one of my friends. Like I didn't have to be like, hey, you know, you good?
You don't want to babysit no motherfucker.
No, I don't want to babysit anyone. I don't have time for that.
Now, we're going to close out pretty soon, but I just want to tackle one other issue too.
Yeah,
so with your ex, you've mentioned him a couple times, right? You obviously,
he's a big part of my life. So of course,
That's my point. You've had a big part of your life. But more importantly, before you left here, came to LA, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's black.
Uh-huh.
What's the household like? What did your parents think about when you brought him
Ooh,
home?
Ooh, okay. We started dating.
Alex on the mic is white.
It's white. It's Caucasian.
I am white.
Caucasian.
She's white.
I'm Caucasian. Well, you also have to know that we started dating the first time 10 years ago.
Okay.
So a long time. Well, that's kind of a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think initially, I also need to say, like, especially my mom, man, she's come a long way. And she was never someone, like, racism was never something that was tolerated in my house. Like, but, like, it was like that. We've talked about this so many times. Like, there are levels to racism. And I think so often, like, when white people don't see their own privilege and, like, get caught up into stereotypes or, like, whatever it is or, like, what will other people think? That's a real thing. And that's also racism. Mm-hmm. But, and so I think it was like, my dad's a South Philly Italian, and that was
he
like
wasn't fucking with it.
Yeah, that was like, it was like, that was really hard. Like that was a real thing. And then I think also like, I went to a really small Christian school, and so you had parents that were like calling
Ooh,
my parents
shit.
And being like, oh, you know, he's not a good guy, he's this. And so my mom was just like, what's happening? So it was just
not
like a
even
lot
because he was really wasn't a good guy. It was just based off the fact that he was black.
I think that it
was he a fuck up though? Like
he was kind of a fuck up. I mean, not like he wasn't a fuck up, but I think Christian school standards, like I'm sure, exactly.
He
wasn't in church every Sunday,
gotcha,
then I think
gotcha,
that was like
gotcha.
The standard.
He was
but
a
like
fucking rebel.
Yeah. He was like he was like the bad boy probably.
Yeah.
But so I think that that was like really hard. And I think that's something I still carry around with me a little bit, was how it should not have been that difficult, like I said. Me included. Like I'm so open on like, you know me, like, I'm always talking about social justice things. Absolutely. And I used to not be that person. Like, really? I get...
It's hard to, like, meet... I know. We've known you, so
listen,
it's hard to...
Listen, you would have hated Republican Alex. Like, she just, like...
You were a Republican?
I was a registered Republican until a year ago when I finally was like, I can't even have this. I can't keep getting GOP shit in the mail. Like, I never voted for Obama.
Wow. What?
Really?
Isn't this crazy? A lot's coming out. And
You had a black boyfriend, though.
Yeah.
What was that conversation like?
Y'all didn't have that conversation?
You know what? Also, I think,
oh, shit.
It was just... Well, also, like, I think that he grew up, he was always the token black guy. Like, he grew up in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood and, like, all that. So I think that, like, it just wasn't conversations that we were really having.
Right,
like,
right.
But, like, I think... dating him opened my eyes to a lot of things. It opened my eyes to a lot of racism and, like, if we'd be out and, like, the stares we would get.
You'd
like
see it, yeah.
And that, and, like, again, with my own interactions with my family and, like, mind you, my mom now is like, Black Lives Matter. Like, right, you know what I mean? Like, she's, like, out here, like, I'm always like, my mom posted something the other day and I was like, Mom, I'm so proud. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is great. So I think for me, it was just, that was really difficult, and I still carry a lot of guilt around for that, even though it's not my fault. Yeah. It's just, like, I wish that I could have, like, been in that relationship when it first started and felt, like, totally comfortable to, like, do relationship-y things. Mm-hmm. Like, not feel anxious about bringing my boyfriend around to, like, my family or, right, like, whatever it was. And so, like I said, I think that... now we've addressed how racism still creeps in other forms, and usually they're like, it's like well-intentioned racism, I think, can be like such a real thing.
Right.
So that was really difficult, and that wasn't fun, but I just don't really give a fuck anymore. Like, I'm 27, like, and I never did, like, I never stopped dating him for that. Like, but I really don't care.
But what was that? Just because for the content, for one. And
yeah, I want to know.
Two, like, what was that conversation? Like, obviously, with Obama getting into office, that was a big thing. Him getting reelected, that was a big thing.
You know what,
though? Like,
with Obama getting into office, I, at the time, didn't like any of his policies. But I remember the first time he did, I was like, man, I'm, like, really excited for my black friends.
Good.
You know? Yeah. Like, it was just kind of like one of those things where I wasn't like, oh!
Right.
Like, I was upset because I was scared of certain policy views that he had. I remember me and my mom talking on the phone, and she's like, man, like, we both said the same thing. Like, this is a really cool point in history.
Right.
I wish he was a Republican. Like, at the time, that's what I thought. But I was like, this is really cool that we've kind of come to this point as a nation that a black man is leading. And so I felt that very strongly. And I also, like, never was like, oh, he's a bad person. Like, it just was a policy thing. Like, so, again, really funny for your listeners, I am so fucking liberal now. So it's just...
That's what I'm saying. Like, for people really, that don't know, like... She stands up for the shits, and that's why, that's not the only reason why we fuck with you, but I mean, that's one of the things. It's like, okay, that's dope. She's gonna stand and say some shit, and obviously use your privilege when other people stay quiet about their issues. But just because I want to go back to this part, like, what was that conversation like when you're telling him, like, okay, I'm not gonna vote for Obama?
It was just kind of like an understood thing. Like, he knew when he started dating me, like, how conservative I was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, gotcha. And again, we were super young, so I couldn't even start vote when we first started dating. But, like, it was just, so I think just for him, he would always, and honestly, he's the type of guy who doesn't give a shit about politics.
So it wasn't even really a thing.
Like, gotcha. I don't even think he even voted at all. So it was just like, he was that type of guy.
You didn't vote for Obama and he didn't vote at all.
If I remember. But, you know, it's, like, funny because now we'll have those conversations and... it's interesting because he still really doesn't give a shit about any of that. And then I do. Yeah. And it's like, but then I'm like, I'm a white woman, so I'm not trying to, like, white-splain being black to a black man. You know what I mean? Like,
this is important. And you
this is important to you. You people.
Like,
Black lives matter. Not all lives matter.
What's
fucked up is because we know Alex. I literally almost said his name, like, on accident. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, I know there's a lot of things you got to end up doing, man. But what we do have to find out, we have to get an update on this date, you know?
Oh my God.
To see what's going on. So we'll be hearing about Alex's date. Maybe there'll be date number three or something.
Maybe,
like that.
Yeah,
we'll
I don't know.
How this goes. Yeah.
This so was fun. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Let's
man.
Do this more often.
This is your
often.
First time on.
Yeah, I know. I really enjoyed it.
This is cool.
We're supposed to talk about some other shit, but fuck it.
We'll yeah, we'll like, do that later.
We're through with it. So if they want to get at you, jump in your DMs, do whatever. How
yeah,
can they help?
At Alex on the mic. A L E X on the MIC.
Right, man. And you are on Kiss FM.
Kiss FM, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. every weekday night, Monday through Friday.
Holla at a girl, man. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We will catch you guys next time.
Yay! West Coast.